Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions and my guest, Emmanuel Cidre. And what we're talking about is the future. And I was pointing out that one of the areas I always find fascinating as we go forward, past programs discuss partners. And some people like partners, some people do not like partners. But there's this whole other side of creating a business and having it go towards the future where you have your family involved, your children. Some people don't, but you have the children, your children in there. What are the challenges? What have you, how have you brought them in? And how do you see this thing going forward in terms of a family business and the future as you look towards possibly retiring in 50 years?
I don't know. But Jorge, let me first define what partner means for me. I think every businessman has to have a partner. But sometimes people think that partner is like a business partner. In your business, the government is your partner. The authorities are your partners. Your customers are your partners. The way you behave are your partners. Because one of the things that the Puerto Ricans sometimes forget is that in the business, you have to do things right. You can pay the house from the business account check. You can pay your boat or your new car or your studies or your servants or whatever. And if you have discipline in your business, the way you handle, that's a kind of partnership.
Right.
That's a kind of partnership. So cover that. I have four boys, 37 through 21. The last one is in Syracuse, finishing his architectural studies in Syracuse. The three olders are with me. The oldest one is the manager of one of the bakeries. The second one is Juan Mateo, which is the general manager of the retail unit. And the third one is a sales manager in the factory. I am not calling my sons my partners so far. They are working to be my partners. They have to pay their dues to be my partners first.
Right.
And then when they can prove, not me, when they can prove the bank, when they can prove the customers, when they can prove the employees, when they can prove our partners that they can make it, then obviously they can have a chance or a better opportunity because they are my sons. But it's not a free ticket in Los Cidrines, matter if your name is Cidre or Gonzalez.
See, the two principles, let's see if I understood. The first principle is run the business like a business and not like a family piggy bank. Business is a business with its financials well audited and kept separate from the other personal expenses that too many people mix. Mm-hmm. And secondly, if you're going to bring in children, make sure that they add value and are not just like the other thing. That's why you brought it first. Yeah. They're not going to get paid just because they're your children.
Period.
They're going to get paid based on their work, and they're going to proceed and grow depending on how they work.
I learned from a friend of mine three things that are part of my life. First, focus on results, not in efforts. Second, cut, not matter if you hurt. And third, follow your instinct and make the decisions.
Right.
So those three principles for me, I apply to all the aspects of my life, including my sons in the business.
And of course, with the way you have, of course, you have other lot of people from outside that are not, you know, Cidre, that are above your children and will remain probably or could remain up above your children. So as you look forward to create it, because there's as I see the businesses, you have the entrepreneur, your first bakery, then you have various bakeries where you have a different way of organizing things and then the manufacturing. But still, it's you. You're still the owner. You're still the one who makes all the decision. and you're not going to live forever. So either start selling, think about selling, and you have mentioned that you have rejected sales that you want, you consider this a legacy, or you then create a succession plan that works. How are you seeing this succession plan overall? I mean, some people go public and they share, you know, they bring other people, investors. Some people, you know, create one, they have one child that is the one that's going to be doing it. How do
first,
you see?
First, I want to try. I want to try a well-planned succession plan. The first thing is we hire QBS, which is a very serious firm, consulting firm in Puerto Rico, to create the map through the process.
Right.
Second, since we have the map, then we have to create the profiles of the components of that succession. Third, the strategies, the tactics, and the metrics.
To implement that.
Okay? So if we can make it those three things, our business is not for sale. But if we can't, selling the business is an alternative.
Right.
In that succession plan, the external personnel are not included, only internal personnel, which I mean is my family. And what I said, my family, my sons. But no matter what, those personnel that are in high management positions in my company, they're going to be there because their permanence is based on results.
Right.
If they bring the result to the table, they're going to be there no matter what. And my family know that. So at the end of the road, no matter what you finally decide in your succession plan in your family, again, it's not a free ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay their dues. And then you can set that if my succession plan is working, the business is continuing in good hands, no matter the founder is there or not.
Yeah, have you considered, for example, the possibility of having ownership by people who are not
seated? Of course.
Yeah, that's part of the possibility.
Of course. By the way, in that succession plan can include that maybe that succession family can control maybe the 60% of the business, and the 40% of the business is in other hands.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Why not? Because at the end of the road, what is really important is the business.
That it survives, and that it's, and that
it's
good for
it's
the
good
people
for everybody.
Who are working.
It's good for the grandsons, it's good for everybody.
Right.
But if you don't save the business, you're out.
Right.
You are going to be a rich son and a poor grandson.
Yeah, we've had.
We have a lot of stories of that in Puerto Rico. Huh?
Yeah, if you don't do this carefully.
It's not very sad because it was good people, but actually they don't have anything.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people because this is a thing that I have a passion for, and in our family, we have been very careful, and we have a different way of doing things, I think, from others.
Okay.
We have brought in a CEO, an outside CEO, and now we're on our third.
Right.
And even though we're a family business, and some people say, well, how do you do that? Well, there's a lot. That's a story, but that's a part.
Yeah. Wow.
I want to take a break, and then I want to discuss with you what I find also very fascinating, because at the same time, you put so much effort and so much time into your business, you also have found time for these different civic activities that are so important for this.
Important
I want to cover that when we come back. So I'm with Manuel Cidre. We'll be right back after this brief.